Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so listener, you submitted a story about a noise situation with your neighbors. And honestly, this sounds less like a typical noise complaint.
Yeah.
And more like, I don't know, psychological warfare. Seriously.
Right.
And trust me, we hear a lot of these stories.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly constant noise can go from like, ugh, that's annoying, to completely taking over your life.
Totally. So to set the scene for our listeners, you're dealing with constant like banging, thumping, crashing. And we're not talking about a quick burst here or there. This is like we said, it starts as early as 5 a.m. and it goes until midnight almost every day. And this has been going on for 4 months.
4 months.
That's not living. That's torture. And you've tried talking to them. You even tried like banging back, which, by the way, I wouldn't recommend, but like
desperate times.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, right?
You know, we often underestimate how damaging that kind of prolonged noise exposure can be. It triggers a real physical stress response in your body. Like you're being chased by a bear levels of stress, except the bear is made of screaming children and banging pots and pans.
Oh, that is terrifyingly accurate. And what's so interesting about this is you mentioned having trouble sleeping. You're feeling constantly on edge. Your work is being affected. And like, it's so easy to be like, oh, maybe I'm just sensitive. But that's not you being sensitive. That's your body actually in constant fight or flight mode because it doesn't know how to relax.
Exactly. Your body's pumping out cortisol, the stress hormone, nonstop. And over time, that kind of chronic stress can lead to exactly what you're describing. Mm. Sleep disturbances, anxiety, inability to focus, irritability. Mm. And it can even, you know, eventually lead to more serious health issues down the line.
Which, I mean, that in itself is a lot to deal with. But then you add in, like, the parents.
Yes. And this is where, like, the power dynamics at play become really concerning. So you describe them, like, staring at you, seeming to almost encourage the noise from their children, even laughing after you react. And then, of course, there's the note.
Oh, my gosh, the note. Chilling. We can hear everything. It's like something out of a horror movie.
It's a deliberate attempt to intimidate, to control. They're using noise to mess with your sense of peace and security in your own home, which is just not okay.
And it's working because you mentioned questioning your own sanity, which, listen, given the circumstances, completely understandable, but still awful. But you've tried being reasonable. You even tried talking to your landlord, and it seems like the more you try to address it, the more aggressive they're getting. So, I mean, where do you even go from here? Like, what can you do when that normal channel of communication has completely broken down?
Well, one thing I always recommend that everyone in this situation do is document everything meticulously.
Mm-hmm.
Dates, times, specific descriptions of the noise, like 10:37 p.m., child screaming banana repeatedly, stomping what sounds like furniture being dragged across the ceiling, parents laughing.
Okay, that paints a vivid picture. It seems a little, I don't know, excessive. I don't know.
I know I might feel that way now, but it establishes a pattern of behavior. And if you need to explore legal options, which we will get into, that documentation becomes your best friend. Think of it like building a case file.
Case file for like the noise crimes unit?
Well, no, but yeah, you get the idea. So you mentioned your landlord saying that this is happening during normal hours. And unfortunately, that's a common roadblock that people run into. But that doesn't mean you're totally out of options.
So like, what are those options? Give us the good stuff.
So there's a few different paths you can consider. First, even though your landlord hasn't been helpful so far, I would try to find out if your city or county has any noise ordinances in place. These vary widely, but some places have specific rules about the level of noise that's acceptable, especially at night. So it's worth looking into.
Okay, so gather evidence, see what the local laws say. All right, got it. What else?
And then we're going to dig deeper into some other legal options like mediation. And if it comes down to it, consulting with a lawyer who specializes in these kinds of disputes. Those can be really effective tools, but there are definitely some nuances to it.
I'm sensing a theme here. Knowledge is power. And frankly, I'm a little terrified of your neighbor, but I'm also a little inspired to start documenting every little sound my neighbors make. Just in case, you know.
Well, hopefully it won't come to that for you. But for our listener who is living this nightmare, you're not alone.
Yeah.
And there are absolutely steps you can take to protect yourself and hopefully reclaim some of your peace of mind.
And that's what we're all about in this deep dive. We're going to arm you with the information and the strategies that you need to navigate this incredibly frustrating and a frankly scary situation. Mm. Okay, so we've got our our noise journal. We're brushing up on our local noise ordinances, feeling very official over here. But like, let's be honest, this doesn't really feel like a, you know, just a simple noise complaint anymore, does it?
No, you're right to feel that way. What you're describing goes way beyond just like inconsiderate neighbors, the staring, the escalation, that note. It feels very targeted, almost malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to like really make you doubt yourself and make you question things.
Yeah, it's giving like major psychological thriller vibes, which, you know, as a podcast host, I find fascinating. But for someone living it, yikes.
And it's crucial to recognize this for what it is, which is a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It might not look like the abuse that we typically think of, but it's about power and control.
Mm-hmm.
They're using this noise to chip away at your well-being, at your sense of safety in your own home.
It's making me think about those articles that you send about like toxic neighbors and this like constant need to control and dominate, even if it means making someone else miserable. And it's just like, it's baffling.
Yeah.
So like, what do you do when you're up against that? You mentioned lawyers. Is that like a realistic option here?
It can be. A lawyer who specializes in landlord-tenant disputes could help you understand what your legal options are. And I know that probably feels very overwhelming right now, especially on top of everything else.
I'm like getting stressed just thinking about making another phone call after that whole landlord conversation.
I totally get it. But here's the thing. Even just having that initial consultation, knowing what your rights are, can sometimes be enough to, you know, make you feel a little bit more in control of the situation.
Right.
Knowledge is power. Right.
Right.
So a lawyer might recommend something like sending a cease and desist letter.
Okay.
And sometimes even that is enough to get these kinds of neighbors to back off, especially if they realize that you're serious about taking action.
So it's like, okay, you want to play games? Now I'm calling in, like, you know, the big guns.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay. But let's say, hypothetically, things escalate even further. Like, what legal options are we even talking about here?
Again, it depends on, you know, the specifics of your situation and your local laws. But you might have grounds for legal action against the neighbors for harassment, or even against the landlord for failing to address a situation that's impacting your right to, like, peacefully enjoy your home.
Because at a certain point, it goes beyond just being, like, a bad neighbor and becomes the landlord's responsibility, right?
Exactly. Though it is important to be realistic here. Noise complaints, even ones as extreme as yours, they can be difficult to win in court. You would need like solid evidence, which is where that very detailed noise log really comes in handy.
Yes. Our listener is way ahead of us on that one. You mentioned mediation earlier. Is that something that a lawyer would help with?
It could be. Mediation basically involves bringing in like a neutral third party to help facilitate a conversation between you and your neighbors. And the goal is to find a compromise, some kind of agreement that works for, you know, everyone involved.
Okay, so everyone like sits down together, airs their grievances, and then what? We all like sing kumbaya around a, I don't know, noise-canceling peace lily.
Well, ideally, you would all walk away with a plan to address the noise issues.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they agree to certain quiet hours or to like find ways to dampen the sound. The mediator's there to keep things, you know, civil and productive. But whether or not it's successful really depends on everyone being willing to participate in good faith.
Which, based on their charming behavior so far, feels like a long shot.
I hear you. But sometimes, even just having that neutral third party there, someone who can kind of lay out the seriousness of the situation, like the legal ramifications the impact is having on your health, that can sometimes be a wake-up call. And if nothing else, it shows that you are taking this seriously, which can be really helpful if you end up needing to take further action.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got options here. Documentation, noise ordinances, lawyers, cease and desist letters, mediation. I mean, it's a lot. I imagine it can feel like kind of empowering, though, to like have a plan, even if it's not like a perfect plan.
Absolutely. And even if those options seem really daunting right now, just knowing they exist can provide like a little bit of relief.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about immediately like jumping into a legal battle. It's more about taking back some of that control. Reminding yourself that you have options, you have rights, and you don't have to just like sit there and take it.
Right, because you deserve to like enjoy your own home. You deserve some peace and quiet. Speaking of peace, you mentioned earlier that you've been having, let's just call them fantasies, about getting back at them. And honestly, like after everything you've described, I don't blame you, but maybe just hear me out for a second.
I'm with you. It's completely understandable to feel that way. But retaliation, 9 times out of 10, it's going to backfire. It can escalate the situation, it can put you in a legally precarious position, and ultimately, it's not going to solve the underlying problem.
Yeah, it's like my mom always said, you can't fight fire with fire, or I guess in this case, a screaming child with, like, a screaming goat.
Exactly. Plus, it would likely play right into their hands, right?
Yeah,
they want you to react, they want to see you unravel, so don't give them the satisfaction.
Okay, so I'm sensing a theme here. Documentation, good. Revenge, not so much. But what about self-care? Where does that fit into all of this?
Well, self-care is crucial. This situation is taking a toll on you, mentally and physically. You need to prioritize your well-being.
It's like putting on your own oxygen mask first, right?
Yes.
You can't fight a noise war if you're completely burnt out.
Exactly. What helps you de-stress?
Mm-hmm.
Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, losing yourself in a good book.
Ooh, a good podcast. Just saying.
Right. Anything that helps you disconnect from the situation and reconnect with yourself. And don't underestimate the power of your support system.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to friends, talk to family, a therapist, anyone who can offer a listening ear and remind you that you're not alone in this.
Yeah, it's so easy to feel very isolated and overwhelmed when you're dealing with this kind of like relentless stress. But remember, this is a situation. This doesn't define you. You're resourceful. You are taking action and you are going to get through this.
And that brings us to kind of a crucial point that we haven't touched on yet.
Ooh, cliffhanger. Don't leave us hanging. What's this crucial point?
Yes.
So you're about to drop some serious wisdom about, like, this crucial point, something about this whole situation that we haven't even, like, touched on yet.
Right.
Don't leave me hanging.
Okay. Okay. So why we've been, like, laser focused on this neighbor from hell and what you can do about it, it got me thinking, like, is this, I don't know, this lack of consideration, is this, like, a sign of the times?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like people raging on airplanes, online bullying, even just like cutting lines at the grocery store.
Ugh, don't even get me started on grocery store etiquette.
Right.
But yeah, it's like basic common courtesy has just gone out the window.
Totally.
Which honestly makes me feel kind of hopeless about the world. Like, have we actually just gotten worse at being, you know, neighbors? And I mean that like in the broadest sense of the word.
It's a question worth asking, right?
Right.
Like, are we so caught up in our own lives, our own stress, that we've forgotten how to just like exist peacefully with other humans?
Yeah.
It's easy to feel cynical, especially like after everything that you've been through.
Yeah. It's exhausting to even think about if someone can be that awful over something like noise.
Right. But here's the thing, and this is crucial. For every story like yours, there are countless acts of kindness, of empathy, of people looking out for each other.
Right.
We don't hear about those as often.
Right.
Because nobody wants to listen to a podcast episode about how someone was like really nice to their neighbor.
Right. It's the bad apples that spoil the bunch or something like that.
Exactly. And it's so easy to focus on the negative, to let one awful experience cloud everything. But it's important to like remind ourselves that, those good people are out there.
So how do we, I don't know, how do we find those people or like become one of those people even when you're surrounded by, well, you know?
I love that question. It might sound cheesy, but maybe it starts with us.
Yeah.
You know, with small acts of kindness, with choosing empathy over, you know, anger, with speaking up when we see someone being treated poorly, even if it's just a noise complaint that's being ignored.
So like maybe we start documenting those positive interactions too,
yes,
just to remind ourselves that they exist. I like the sound of that.
Yes. Shifting that focus, even in small ways, can be so powerful. And, you know, you've already shown incredible strength just by reaching out, by sharing your story, by taking steps to protect yourself. That takes guts.
Seriously. You are like the noise warrior armed with your like logbook and your noise ordinances. Okay, maybe not the catchiest superhero name.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah, we'll workshop it.
But on a more serious note, remember, you're not alone in this. There are resources available, people who understand what you're going through and can offer guidance. Don't hesitate to reach out to those support networks, whether it's a therapist, a lawyer, or even just a friend who will let you like vent and just let it all out.
Because sometimes just having someone listen, someone just like acknowledge what you're going through, it can make all the difference in the world.
Couldn't agree more. Your peace of mind matters, your health matters, and you deserve to feel safe and respected in your own home. Don't let anyone, not even the loudest, most obnoxious neighbor, take that away from you.
Yes, we are ending on that note of empowerment. Listener, you've got this. We are sending you all the good vibes and maybe some earplugs for a quieter, more peaceful future.
And for anyone else out there battling a noise nightmare, just remember, your sanity is worth fighting for. Keep documenting, explore those options, and never underestimate the power of a good night's sleep.
And that is it for our deep dive today. Huge thanks to our amazing expert for, as always, sharing so much wisdom. And thank you, dear listener, for coming on this journey with us. Make sure you're following the show to catch our new episodes every week. We've got more wild stories and fascinating guests lined up. Until next time, stay curious.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.